the smell of burgers, not just any burgers, but really good burgers, has drawn me across here. I literally following my nose like the Bisto kids on the advert. Do you remember the advert?
Sadly, yes. Unfortunately, I do remember the Bisto kids, yeah.
And that smell has travelled all the way across the show to bring me right here to, in fact, somebody local. You're based over near Daventry, and this isn't any old burger. These are water buffalo burgers. Is that right, Steve?
That's right, yes. Made from meat from our own water buffalo herd at Knapton.
And how many burgers are here at the moment? So that you've got, what, about 20, 30 burgers on the go at a time?
Yeah, that's only a minuscule amount of what we're going to do today. We'd expect to do about 500-600 today, I would think. Something like that.
And is this your first time at the NEC doing the Good Food Show?
Oh, good grief. No, we've been here since 2004. So we've been coming. We do this one and the winter one. They're both very good.
So it's a good show. So people that are coming to the show and they come over and taste your burgers, what's different about water buffalo? I mean, I can smell it, it's absolutely divine. What's different about this from normal beef?
Well, they taste very similar to normal beef or good quality beef. They don't taste gamey at all, but the meat is low in fat, so it's a much healthier meat. And we make them properly. We only have 100% water buffalo in there. There's nothing else.
And you season it just with a little bit of salt and pepper?
There's a little bit of seasoning in there, yeah, not too much, because that takes away from the flavour of the meat. That's what you're eating them for.
And, I mean, that sort of side of Northamptonshire is very green, very lush and lovely. Water buffalo, I tend to think of something from Asia, really. I mean, how do they adapt to our climate?
Very, very well. I mean, they originally were from Asia. I mean, that's where the breed comes from. But they adapt very, very well and they breed very well. They're calving at the moment. We had 12 calves last week. The herd's grown from 20 cows and a bull up to the 300 that we've got now. So, yeah.
And I'm assuming, I mean, you've got the beef here, but do you have the byproduct? Do you have the milk? And do you then do anything with the milk as well?
Ah, yes. Well, that's where I come in. I make ice cream from the milk. We make water buffalo ice cream.
Had your ice cream, I think, is it the Running Bean market? I've had your absolutely heavenly ice cream.
Yeah, we do the Running Bean. Yeah, in the winter. In the summer, of course, we're out here doing things like this. But in the winter, we go to the Running Bean, yeah.
So, the ice cream made from the water buffalo milk is outstanding. Is that because the fat globules are smaller, so it's a sort of smoother ice cream?
Buffalo milk is completely different from cow's milk, so you're right, the fat structure is very different. And it allows us to make an ice cream without adding anything else to it. So it's just milk, eggs and sugar. And it's right on the edge of being able to make an ice cream, but it processes very well as a milk. So anything really, any sort of cooking, is very good.
So can we have one of the? Can we try one of these burgers? I mean, you said the fat content is lower. Does that make it effectively less tasty, or is that does it affect the taste at all?
No.
Come on then, Steve. I think we should try one of these burgers. We've got a lady here. Just they're sizzling away. Oh, I think I'm going to be terribly unhealthy and have a white roll, please. And we've got these gorgeous onions here. I'll pass on the onions, but we'll try that. And I have a little bit of obligatory ketchup. There we go. So this is the test here. You cook about 500 of these a day, Steve?
Yeah, today we're expecting about 500. Probably more at the weekend, but depends if the show is. If people come to the show, we'll have to wait and see.
Oh. They are really good. They've got quite a depth of flavour there, so I'm just coming across the other side now. That's quite a depth of flavour. Do you hang the meat for a long time? Because that's a really flavoursome burger.
We do. We do hang it for a couple of weeks, but it's really just the meat itself. It's very nice meat. And we don't add anything else. So really, everything apart from the fillet steak goes into the burger, so they're a very high-quality product.
And if you're suffering from, say, any heart condition, you've got to keep a low-fat diet. If you are going to be naughty, this is the best thing to be naughty with, in effect.
I would think so, yeah, because I know there are things like turkey and venison, but they all taste a bit odd. This tastes just like beef, so it's not that much of a departure. And the steaks are beautiful. come to Lewis Whedon and buy some steaks.
I might actually take you up on that, you know. They are seriously delicious. You're here now until Sunday. You've got these beautiful buffalo meat burgers. If anyone wants to come over and find you, Steve, whereabouts are you in the showground so they can find you?
We're in Hall 20, stand 740.
Brilliant. Have a fantastic show.
That's no problem. Thank you.